This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Spill a tooth, throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her, time to drag her, drag her.
Whoa!
Whoa, wow! Wow, that song by Twin Kids was good.
Oh, I loved it. Twin Kids. Twin Kids on iTunes and Spotify.
That's right, girl. Oh, and we have them here at the reunion because this is our very own Drag Her reunion. Because you're listening to the one and only.
The one and only. There is no other. It's so funny because somebody commented on my Instagram. They were like, but there's so many others. And I was like, I don't know where you're listening. And then someone else commented. They were like, you just said that there was no Drag Race fan pages. There are so many. And I was like, I've never seen not one.
So I open Instagram all the time. Open Instagram all the time and I don't see any other fans of Drag Race or comments talking about it.
It's so crazy that this show isn't more popular. Do you know?
I know. And I just want to thank someone left us a nasty review saying there's so many other Drag Race podcasts. And to them, I just want to say, where are the receipts?
Where are the receipts, hunty?
Come on.
Was it actually nasty?
It was. It was just like, you guys are wrong. And they get comedy. That's all I have to say is they get comedy.
Should we introduce our guest?
We should. We promised you from the beginning we were going to have someone on who was the most right about the running order of when queens went home. Not only did this diva predict when the first queen going home was Dahlia, but they also very early on said Crystal was their queen. And that's why we have the amazing, talented comedian, writer, and nice person, Steve Slaga.
Hi.
Hi.
It
Steve.
Is so exciting to be on the only Drag Race podcast.
Isn't it? Isn't it fun?
It's iconic. It's legendary.
Yeah, I'm thirsty for content, and only there were more, but I mean, you guys make it very clear at the top that this is the only one. You say it so many times, it must not be a joke, it must be true because of how many times you say it.
Right, yeah, and we're a factually driven podcast, known for our facts and brains. Me and Nicole are known for our brains.
Known for our big, juicy brains.
Yeah, that's big, thick.
Thick.
Our brains shoot ribbons. We love it. Oh, Steve, we're so glad to have you on.
Yes, thank you so much for doing this.
Of course, I see I'm the only one who dressed to the theme, which was Slumber Party.
You really did. I did not. I'm just wearing a stupid hoodie.
Idiot.
I'm wearing a stupid tank top.
Disgusting.
So yeah, disgusting! I'm really nasty, but I do sleep in a tank top for what it's worth. So I'm almost there.
Do you?
I do too. I sleep in monos tank tops too.
Yeah.
So
I don't
comfy.
Sleep in monos tank tops. I mean, I should get some socially distanced delivery tank tops.
Yeah, I'll send you over some stinky meaties.
Yes, stinky meaties. So we are covering RuPaul's Drag Race Season 12, Episode 13. It is the Zoom reunion show.
Wow, what a weird, lovely thing.
I loved it.
Right?
You know, it wasn't as crazy bad as it could have been.
I agree. I thought they did a nice job.
They really did. They edited it really well, and they gave us what we wanted. And, you know, one thing they did avoid they avoided just going in order of talking about one when each queen went home, which I actually thought was smart.
I agree. Also, RuPaul's outfit was honestly the most iconic thing I've ever seen. I assume it's like Ru's at home, I think in Wyoming. I think that's where her farm is or her ranch.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they couldn't get nobody to fly out to do her makeup. And she said, I don't do my own makeup. That's not in my contract.
Some people tried to drive out to her, but the fracking landscape swallowed up all the makeup artists. Raven is in the earth right now. Raven didn't make it.
Sending light and love to all of the drag makeup artists who were killed on their way to try to get RuPaul ready. Only that one mask made it through all the fracking.
She looked like a, what is it, like a luchador? Is that like a Mexican wrestler? She was like, this is wild.
She looked like Zordon from
Power Rangers?
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, yeah.
That's so, like, okay, I was watching it and I was like, honestly, I really love this. I think it's really funny. And I went to Home Depot the other day. I promise this has to do with Rue's mask. And I was waiting in line to get in, as one does in 2020, to go get anything. Uh-huh. And there was a man online in a full bondage mask. And I was like, honey, that has holes and it's leather. I don't know if like that's doing anything. There was holes in it. It made me laugh so hard. But,
that's,
you know,
great.
I love it.
I know. I have a creepy, scary killer mask I've considered wearing out in public. And I thought it was so weird that, like, that's now the new safety, is that I could wear truly wear a mask that says 666, I love devil, will kill for blood. And everyone would be like, he's a great guy.
He's a great guy. He's real tongue in cheek. That's funny to me.
As long as there's a mask, walk in anywhere not wearing a mask, and then you're the 666 devil killer.
Yeah.
Well, unless you're a white woman, and then you're allowed to do whatever you want.
Well, white women are exempt from a lot of the rules, and I don't think people realize that, you know?
Yeah.
And that's why they're always asking for the manager, because the manager knows the rules in place for them.
Right. They won the week's maxi challenge the week before, so they have immunity.
They have immunity, so they're not going anywhere next week.
But they still should tweet an apology to Katy Perry, okay?
Yes. Honestly, that's one of the funniest moments. You have to tweet an apology to Katy Perry because Snatch Game impression was so bad.
And Alyssa's like very somberly like, yes ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I love Drag Race.
What a great description of white women, though, is just having perpetually won last week's maxi challenge. That is just white women live in a state of having won last week's maxi challenge.
Yes, they're like, I'm not going home. I won.
That's why they love Gigi Good. They can relate. Oh, I don't need charm.
No.
Privilege. Sorry, I forgot people are going to listen to this besides the three of us.
Well, no. No, I mean, spill all of the tea. That's what this Shady Bunch is about. And I could have used a lot more shade in this Shady Bunch reunion.
Mm.
Right? Where was the shade?
Well, there was a couple good shady reads.
There were some good reads.
Here's a good one. I'm really sorry. This is from Britta. I'm really sorry for how I treated you all season. I was just preparing you for how Patricia Quinn would treat you after the Snatch Game.
Oh.
I was shook. That got me.
That was nutty and wonderful. Holy
shit. And then
shit.
My other favorite one was Gigi Good. I bet R. Kelly wouldn't even piss on you. Widow Von Du. I can't believe they aired that.
And they wrapped the segment on that.
They sure
like,
did.
That's it. Yeah.
They even had a subtle Sherry Pie reference when Dahlia got red for coming in 13th in a 12 queen season.
Yes. That was good.
Yeah, there was some
that
pretty
little
good
shout
reads.
Out at the beginning. The reads were great, and I'm so glad that we got the read. We got the reads.
But I
we're
was
like Arby's.
I miss the read. We got the reads. I miss the
we
reads.
We got the reads.
Being in the season, though.
Yeah. I do too. I think they did a good job, though, of like... Like, for example, I actually only noticed after the episode aired that they cut some of the stuff we're used to seeing in that final episode, like talking to your former self and
yes.
the podcast, which
yes.
on the one...
and the TikTok dinner.
You missed. Did you miss it?
Yes, I did, because I'm used to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we needed 25 full minutes of an advertisement for RuPaul's Las Vegas show. So
yeah, it's true.
If some things have to go out, I understand, because I want to watch 25 minutes of a lip-synced danced version of a spectacular live show. So yeah, I'm for it.
I am Fair. For it. And I have to admit, those songs are stuck in my brain. The songs from that Viva Drag Vegas, they got me.
I liked it, but I thought they could have done the Viva Drag Vegas and do the runway, talk to your child self, and the little TikTok dinner. I mean, I think we could have done that. But then I guess, what would we have talked about with Gigi? Would we have been like, you overcame being in the bottom to get back on top? But like, that didn't happen. She's still kind of meandered by the end. And then we already talked about Crystal's like rise.
Family.
And then Jada be like, you were...
Jack.
Yeah, it's like, Jada, you were on top this whole season. We just never gave you the acknowledgement for it. Like, what would we talk about during the TikTok dinner? So I think maybe, or TikTok brunch, maybe that's why we skipped it?
Yeah, I mean, we kind of talked about everyone's journey a lot, you know? Salam, mm-hmm. RuPaul, June. We already had a lot of Jackie's story filling
up.
And
then Gigi called RuPaul Miss Paul again. Her name is RuPaul
Which
Charles.
Which is not her name.
It's RuPaul,
Charles.
And then the last name is Charles. And I was like, does Gigi Good think her name is RuPaul? And then Charles is just like a name that's said sometimes? I was like, does Ru not know her name? It's very confusing to me.
Gigi thinks that Charles is just drag slang. So she's just going around
she's
being like,
she's of the house of Charles.
Yeah, she just goes everywhere and's like, yeah. Oh, she's
yes,
my Charles.
Charles.
Oh, yes.
Yes,
Charles.
You better Charles that walk.
You better Charles that walk. Okay. Can we just talk about Britta real quick?
Of course we can. I mean, this was the best juicy shade of the thing, right?
Yeah, Britta had the best shade, but then also Britta was like on an apology tour. She was just like, you know, sisters fight, blah, blah, blah. And then when she was asked if she was really sad, and then when she said when Aiden left, she was like, yes. And I was like, I feel like you're lying. Like Jan came clean and was like, oh yeah, I was crying because Britta left, but also I was sobbing because I was so sad I didn't win the challenge. I was like, why didn't Britta come out and say that? Instead, Aiden had to be like, you were attacking me because you thought you were going to do better. So you looked around to someone who was maybe you thought was doing worse, but was like doing better actually. Yeah. And I was like, thank you, Aiden, for being real. Britta, this is your chance. Yeah. Be a real human being. Tell us why you did the mean things you did.
Yeah. Just be like, I was a bitch.
Yeah, I was rude. That's I was it. A bitch. That's just how the cookie crumbles. I've never had 12 cameras on me at one time telling me to be fabulous.
Yeah, and she's had several weeks of the show to kind of craft how she wants to handle this at the reunion. Like, everyone's so produced at this point that, like, even while she was filming, as she was walking away, as soon as the van pulls away at the end of Untucked, she must have been like, what should I say at the reunion when everybody comes for me for how awful I was to Aiden? Like, you've had so long, and all you had to do was say... Yeah, no, that was bad. I was wrong. Oops.
Yeah.
Yes, I don't understand why people find it so difficult to just say, I was wrong. I am bad.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's all we want to hear. All we want to hear.
I say it after sex every time I do it.
I say it every morning to God. I wake up and go, I'm sorry. I'm bad.
No promise of getting better, but no, I think she also might have bicuspid bipolar disease, which is where your teeth take over your brain. They take over all the neurons and frontal lobes inside. I'm clearly smart and I know what brains do, but I think her teeth maybe take over her body and make her say things she doesn't want to say.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah, I think that's the best explanation I have.
I have sympathy for Britta. Just knowing that, like, and you guys have talked about it before, this show is designed to bring out the crazy in these queens. And it just sucks when you show up thinking like, I'm one way. This is how I'm going to be on the show. Like, Britta thought the same thing we all thought watching Meet the Queens, which is, oh, that's someone who's going to go pretty far. They've got a reputation. I think she said at one point she was from New York, but
I'm
on
actually
paper,
not sure. She could be from New Hampshire.
Could be.
I think she might be from Nevada, you guys, because I remember her saying something.
Yeah, maybe it was Nevada.
Nevada. Yes. She's from Nevada.
Nevada.
Because I think she kept saying, she's like, I'm from the Big Dusty. And I think that's Nevada.
Yeah, she's always like, I'm from the city that loves to not sleep ever.
Yeah, I do wish you brought that up. I think that would have been an important part of her story. But we'll never know.
I think so.
But I mean, you know, she went in thinking like, I'm on par with Gigi, Jan, all of these strong queens. Mm-hmm. I'm going in a strong queen. And to see somebody like Aiden, who I like Aiden as a personality, and I think it'll be fun to watch Aiden grow and get resources and develop this like weirdo, whatever Aiden is. But if I put myself in Britta's shoes, I would be so fucking pissed at Aiden as well. Yeah. I'd be so mad. I wouldn't tell the producers in my confessionals, and I wouldn't tell everybody in Untucked, but I think the resentment that Britta has towards Aiden is completely not justifiable, but understandable, and just stupid to continue to, like, week after week to bitch about it to any other person. You keep that inside, Britta.
Yeah.
You keep that in your picture.
I don't think Britta had any. I don't think Britta had any room to be as mean as she was to Aiden. Like, okay, so you came to the competition with like bags and bags of $1,000 gowns and all this shit, and you're known all over Nevada. And Aiden comes in only really dressed from the waist up because she's a bedroom queen who sits in front of a computer and is doing slightly better than you. Like, that would just make me try harder, not be mean to that person. I'd be like, well, if my $1,000 gowns aren't better than this weird pom-pom, you know, thing that she made and then went to sleep on, then, like, I need to do so. I need to rethink what I'm doing.
Yes.
Maybe I do a little less or something. It would be like if that bitch that Daddy Warbucks was fucking got jealous of Annie, this poor little orphan with a mat of red hair with, like, weird freckles. Like, no. You bring her in and you raise her up with you, and then all of you are fucking Daddy Warbucks. No, I'm kidding. I don't think Daddy Warbucks fucked Annie. But you get it, right?
Hey, I get it. It's like you're in Animal Crossing and, like, you want a house, right?
That's all
and
I want.
And it's like, don't attack. You don't attack your goat neighbor, Misty. You go up to fucking Tom Nook and you just look him right dead in the eyes and you say, give me a motherfucking house right now.
Does that work? Can I just tell him to give me a house?
I think he's supposed to give you a house pretty soon, right? Steve, you said it was like after 3 days.
Yeah, I think like you just like do what he says for 3 days and eventually
he's
like,
well, he keeps telling me to fish and the fish don't want to be caught. And then
Nicole,
like, I keep selling clumps of dirt and I keep selling wood, but then like people keep saying you need the wood for things and then my pockets are full and then I can't put anything else down in my house because my house is filled with shit.
My 7 year old nephew figured it out. That's all I'll say.
Nicole, when you fish, you have to wait till you get a vibration to hit the A button to catch the fish.
A strong vibration. There's strong. a little nip, but you want to wait for like a full dunk.
Wait, my console thingy will vibrate?
Yes.
Nobody told me that.
Okay, well, I'm sorry.
Tom Nook didn't tell me that.
Well, Tom Nook is a fake bitch. I mean, no, Tom Nook is like RuPaul. He's like, I want you to do whatever you think is right. And then I have to see what you are bringing to the ball.
Oh, well.
And I think you have to catch a fish. Let's see. And yeah, you have to make some stuff. You have to make some stuff with wood.
What? And I got these cards that tell you how to make stuff, and I don't know how to use them.
You just have to learn them. You literally click on the card and then you learn it and then it's like in your recipes.
Am I stupid?
No, but I am gonna help you. I'm gonna find a way. We're gonna have an Animal Crossing call.
Okay.
I live. Should we talk about their... Well, go ahead.
What? No, you say it.
I was going to say, should we talk about their looks?
Yeah.
Yeah, but first, can we talk about Vanjie?
Of course.
Always.
Yes.
This Always. Made me laugh really hard. I think Vanjie is so funny.
Yes.
I want to see her on All Stars, but like also I don't know if it would be fun to watch her on All Stars.
Yeah. I mean, she was a real delight on Celebrity Drag Race.
She was. So maybe she would be fun on All Stars.
Yeah. Well, do you think... Because I like that her style has kind of solidified as like stunning Vanjie Fish.
Mm-hmm.
Like, would she do well on All Stars bringing that, or would she have to bring something crazier?
I don't know, because on her season, she brought like truly one look a million different ways.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know. She doesn't do like costumes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just want to see her. I love her so much.
Me
I think
too.
She's so funny.
She would be like the Chi Chi Devane of All Stars, where no queen in their right mind would ever eliminate Vanjie.
Mm-hmm.
But Vanjie is not going to excel at any All Stars Maxi Challenge. But that's what I want to see. I don't want to see Vanjie excel at every All Stars Maxi Challenge. I want to see Vanjie be Vanjie until the end.
You want to see her go, boo. Turd City. That was heartbreaking to watch Chi Chi not be her best on All Stars. I hated that.
Yeah, I'm like, bring Chi Chi back. Let Chi Chi have another chance.
Yes.
I'm all for not even doing new queens every All Star season. I'm like, just keep bringing them back till they win.
No. I think
Justice
now that's
for
a Thorgy.
Thing. Yes.
I would watch Thorgy again. I like Thorgy.
Yes. Justice for, I mean, can Shangela come back after that devastating loss?
I mean, no. I think Shangela is so far, like, her trajectory was just like, doo-doo.
Yeah.
She's doing real good.
She's doing very good. We're Here is amazing. And she's in an Emmy. Oh my God. She's in an Oscar nominated film. She doesn't need All Stars.
She is.
But yeah, I don't know. It's just tough. Yeah, I am excited, which maybe towards the end we'll talk about All Stars just to get whet our appetites.
Whet
them. Steve.
One thing about Vanjie is Vanjie has never made the top four of a season, but has been featured in three consecutive finales.
Oh,
yes. That's a fun fact.
Wait, was she top five of her season?
Yeah, she was the last one to go before the season 11 finale.
Mm.
Yes. Oh my God, that's fun. Now, if only there was like Instagram accounts that cataloged facts,
you know,
about
it would be
Drag Race.
Easier to get the facts.
I wish there was an Instagram account called Drag Race Facts. I wish that existed.
But you just wish, you hope, you dream, and
you
nothing
dream.
Can be achieved.
I wish there was more than one podcast about it, but it's like a food desert, but for Drag Race talking.
I wish there was an obsessive group of queers online documenting how many times people lip sync for their lives and then not go home. But there isn't. There's no such group. It's sad. It's Davastadden.
It's Davastadding.
Well, let's talk about these gaggy, gorgeous queens and the looks they brought to their slumber. Some people did go slumber party, and some girls were just like, no, I'm going to look pretty. I'll start us off. I have a little picture of all of them. Well, let's talk about Dahlia. Do you see Dahlia's in this like lacy Bram Stoker's Dracula number?
Yeah, I really like it.
I mean, it's gorgeous.
Dahlia was great. Also, she said it. She basically told everyone she was high at the very beginning.
Yeah.
They're like, you're in New York and I'm stoned.
Yeah, she was like, I'm in New York with marijuana. And then was real sleepy for the rest of it.
She also was like, I illegally brought it from L.A. Do something.
She's
like
perfect.
Yeah, she looks gorgeous. She looks like
stunning.
Bram Stoker fucked a bunny, but like...
I think she looks great.
She looks awesome.
And I know I mentioned I guess the reason I'm here is because I was so good at guessing.
You were so good, Steve.
So good. But I did peg Dahlia to go home first, and it's because in one of her like interviews, there was no like substance there. I just remember her saying like, I'm here because I'm going to slay all the other queens because I've got looks and I can slay a runway. So all the other queens better just look out because I'm here to take the crown because that's what I do is I slay and I snatch crowns. And I was just like, all right, you're gorgeous. But I don't see anything there to root for. And
I hate that when you can tell that they're not excited about being on the season. It's like, you have to trick us.
Because her runway looks great.
Trick us. I think it's one of those things where she's like, I went home first. I don't know. Because it's not like they do the promos before the season. Or at least I don't think they do. I think they do the promos after the season.
Mm-hmm.
I bet hers was especially hard because while she was saying I slay, what she was thinking in her brain is, I'm broccoli.
I am broccoli. I am broccoli.
That
my
too.
My legacy is I am broccoli.
To go
that
home
is her
first
legacy.
And to just be the broccoli. I mean, I'm sure she had no choice, but like she had to be in the audience for the one woman shows. She was in the audience. And you know, I know I just want to say I clocked her to go home first, but I think she's gorgeous. And
stunning.
I think she's a true. I think that if you go home first and you broccoli, that should be your automatic. You get to go to all the next All Stars.
Mm-hmm. Like if I you're, think she will.
And I want her to walk in sexy. I don't even want her to walk in sexy broccoli. I want her to walk in that again.
Honestly, that would be iconic if she just wore that broccoli for every challenge as
yes.
well.
Yes, and she enters like, the room and she says. Guess who just got restocked? Come on. She looks good. I mean, this is a gorgeous, stunning look. And her tattoos and her makeup is this gorgeous.
Yeah, everything just works. Although I've never seen anybody come to a slumber party like that. But she looks
imagine,
so good.
Imagine if you had a friend in middle
school.
I'd be
like, do we all have to leave? Like, you look too good.
Yeah, I feel like do we all have to start prostituting now? Because you look so good.
Well, she's also like, yeah, okay, I was the first to go home. Sure, let me dress to the theme. Let me give this Zoom reunion my all, where I'm sure I'll be so prominently featured. She got high before, so, you know, I love it.
I love it, too.
She did her thing. Next,
who should we talk about next?
Let's talk about Rock. We'll go in the order of elimination. We have Rock'em next. Wearing a white fantasy, a white curly, almost Marilyn Monroe wig, feathered titties. What do you think?
I mean, it's not the theme unless we all passed away at the slumby and she's an angel. But I do think she looks cute. She looks nice. We got her signature look. She forgot to take her glasses off the top of her head. It's cute.
It's cute. It's pretty. She's given her big makeup. She's not changing for anybody.
No, honey.
She made me laugh more than anyone, though, when they all had their one word response to describe their experience. And she just goes, robbed.
She was really funny on this. She had a couple of great just moments on this reunion, and they weren't like overly forced Laganja let me be funny. They were just like funny and present. It was pretty cute. I loved it. Okay. Gag. God, I wish there was a show online that's, you know, like that praised these queens' looks with like, you know, I don't know, like a chirp or a bust, you know,
but there's you chirp it or you burp it.
Let's chirp or burp these looks really quick. Okay, wait.
Okay.
So Dahlia's a chirp or a burp?
I'm going to chirp Dahlia.
Chirp.
Chirp or burp for Rock'em?
I'm going to do a soft chirp.
Same, soft chirp.
Soft chirp. You know what? I'm going to be controversial and burp it. I'm controversial.
Okay. That's
okay,
fine.
Nikki Doll.
I think she looks really pretty. Her makeup, as always, is stunning. She's wearing like a toga-ish thing. I see that for a sleepover, that your one extra friend is like, close your eyes, and then comes out of the bedroom wearing the sheets. And it's like, where the fuck are we going to sleep? But I really like this. Oh, then we found out she did Pete Davidson's makeup on SNL.
Yeah.
And I was like, I mean, she knows how to paint. She's good. She's a good makeup artist.
That was a touching moment where she was like, and I got to talk to you. And like that moment I'll remember for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm going to chirp this. This is
I'm going to chirp it. I loved her talking about who the fuck is Pepe Le Pew.
Oh, yeah.
For as drama, as not exciting as this reunion is, I think what I did like about it is I think for everything that these girls put into it, especially the ones that go home so early and like all the money, all the looks you never get to show, I do kind of feel like production, to me, production almost owes it to all 12 of them. Just all 12.
Right.
To like end it on like, let's let you have like your good moment. Let's let mm-hmm. everybody leave. And I think All Stars always does that when they bring queens back is like, let's let everybody kind of walk away looking their best.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I think like Nikki, Rock and Dahlia, especially like you didn't really get to know them on the show, but the reunion, mm-hmm. I was like, oh man, They're all enjoyable. Fun. They're fun.
They're
yeah.
all fun. I mean, really, every single queen on this season that isn't a criminal is an exciting, cool addition to the legacy of Drag Race. And I mean, I would watch any of them on All Stars, I hope. Yeah. So I'll give her a chirp. Even I feel it's a little similar to something we've seen before from her, but it's stunning. So I'll chirp her. Okay, we're all chirping her. We're going to continue to chirp and burp the looks from these queens right after this break. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3... I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, diva. So why should payday? Yes, I'm a robotic bitch. And the one thing that makes this robot go cuckoo cuckoo is money. Not tomorrow, today. And guess who helps with that? Earnin. That's right. Earnin will put the money in your hands today. You can get $100 per day or 750 buckarooskies per pay period. All you have to do is download the Earnin app, verify your paycheck. You get access to $100 a day as you work. And you can do it from absolutely anywhere in the darn world. That's why I love Earnin. It makes money easy because you know sometimes your employers act a fool, okay? Yeah, it's like they're in the Untucked Lounge and they're acting a fool girl. So whether it's for a special night out, you want to treat your loved one, an unexpected bill from the vet, yikes, or rent, bitch, you can use Earnin to your advantage. Make it a part of your financial routine. Join the over 3.5 million customers who say, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Plus, peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Drag Her Under Podcast. When you sign up, it'll really help the show. That's Drag Her Under
podcast. Subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Uh-oh, bring back my break.
Wait, that doesn't make sense.
Oh, no, it sure doesn't. Oh my God.
Thank but you.
Bring
thank
back
you.
Your break.
Yeah, I've said it so many times that, like, we can't change it now.
We can't.
I hope people let you know.
Oh,
people,
yeah. They
I hope
have.
People let you know.
And I'm sure they'll continue.
I think they will. So now we're on to the sickening, the gorgeous, the single-wigged Aiden Zane.
Yes,
I love
yes,
her
yes.
background. I love that she's just owning all that she has the same wig 9 times.
It made me laugh really hard. I was like, Aiden's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think the bullying kind of made her quiet. And I was like, I don't want her quiet. Like, I think she's fun and good. And I mean, I like her. I like her a lot.
I think she's got a Trixie and Katya kind of future in her where she's going to find like really passionate, kooky fans who like to watch her be a weirdo on YouTube. And I think I could see her coming to All Stars 8 as like a Milk Trixie style, like, hey, I really blew up after Drag Race.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I see that for her. I would love it. I really like this look. I like that she is wearing a different wig. I was a person who was like, change your fucking wig. But yes. I do enjoy that she had 3 of the same wigs behind her, then 2 of the same wigs behind her.
Oh my God. It was so crazy.
But I love this like peachy, pinky tulle number. It's soft. It's elegant. She didn't change her makeup, but like, I don't mind. That's her look. I like it.
I think her makeup looks especially good here maybe that's just because I haven't seen it in a couple weeks, but I really thought her makeup looked gorgeous. Like, I mean, like, she looks like a woman. She looks really stunning. And yeah, you know, even though I totally complained about her in she looks great. She looks great. Mm-hmm. And I did not see what I needed to see from her. But today I will give her a chirp.
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 Chirp, chirp. Okay, next, Miss Britta. No last name, Britta. What'd
just
you think?
Britta. I just loved Britta. Her MySpace angle. She really put that camera high up. as always, she looks stunning. Her makeup is fierce. The hair is fun. Mm-hmm. She's wearing a big pink thing that makes her shoulders look real tiny. Also, it's the perspective of where the camera is. The teeth were all there, more than we remember.
I wish we could have seen her shoes, because I hear she was wearing canoes, like really cute pink canoes.
She was wearing some boats on the feet.
Boats.
I'm gonna chirp.
I'm gonna chirp it too. I mean, it's giving me a lot of New York. It's giving me a lot of Times Square, a lot of Broadway. It's giving me a lot of
is that where she's from?
Street. It's giving me a lot of Empire State Building.
Okay,
Statue of Liberty. It's giving me a lot of Dollar Pizza. it's giving me a lot of Highline.
And Queens.
I missed Queens.
you know, I'm going to be a cunt and burp it. It's cute, but I think I don't care. Is that so mean?
No, you're absolutely right. There's nothing. I mean, it sums up exactly why, like the picture I'm looking at, they're all ranked in order. And you look at Britta and it's like, that's why you are where you are in the rankings. It's because there's nothing about this that's like, who are you? Great. Mm-hmm. You're beautiful. Oh, yeah. Your wigs, your dresses, they're great. But who are you? What's your thing?
Yeah.
Also, she didn't understand the assignment. This is not a slumber party look.
It's nope. not.
Nope.
Unless this, she's nope. the loofah that everyone doesn't use because you don't shower at your friend's house.
Well, based on her understanding of pineapples, she probably thinks she's dressed as a watermelon. She's like, look, I'm a watermelon.
I see,
like,
I see.
No, you're not. She's like, no, look, I'm a watermelon.
Okay, that's fine. But again, the theme was sleepover.
Yes.
Well, I just want to say my dad used to call me a little watermelon princess, which is why I thought I should wear this. Like, really? Really? Okay, I'm a bitch. Steve, did you chirp or burp?
I'm going to chirp it, but I wish you wouldn't talk about dads calling kids watermelon princesses, because my dad used to make me sing and dance and call me a watermelon princess. And despite a career of doing nothing but singing and dancing, it's all of a sudden hit me.
Right. And that's why you can't do your number and share the Rusical?
Exactly.
I see. Okay.
Jan understood the assignment. Jan also showed us that she is funny and fun and not taking it too seriously, because the face crack was truly the face crack heard around the world. And it's honestly iconic. Like, I love the face she made when she didn't win the Rusical challenge, and she's wearing the little hat that she wore down the runway, and she's got rollers in her hair, and her makeup is really beautiful. I love Jan again.
Yeah, same. Chirp. I think she got the best that she could get out of a Drag Race. Like, I think Mono said before that, like, Rue doesn't love a Drag Race grad student, typically. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And even in this look, it's so studied of what to do after drag, which I love. Jan is very smart in that she's not going to take her placement in this competition or whether or not she's going to do an All-Stars. She just, she knows how to take what she got and run with it. And I ain't burping.
Yeah, I have to agree. I mean, you're so right. Even though it is incredibly studied, it's fucking funny. And the fact that you turned your cracked face into a print.
Yeah.
Is iconic, so it's a huge chirp. It's a chirp.
Yeah.
Next we have Husband Von Du. Husband really got the assignment. She looks like the auntie or the mom who's in charge of the Slumby. She's holding this bear for dear life.
Yes.
but she paints so well. I love seeing her face again. I thought this was really cute. This is a chirp.
Yeah, I love it.
I'm chirping like a squirping like a.
You chirping like a squirka like a chirping like a squirka like a?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. You sound like a damn bird. yeah, I agree. I mean, she just looks stunning. She kind of looks like she's like, you know, like when they did videos in the 90s and they would make you do too many looks.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, she looks like she's in just one of the amazing looks for her La Face Records music video shoot.
I love it.
You're getting some sitting up in my room vibes, I believe.
That's ooh, what it is.
I used to sing that song sitting alone in my room and be like, I'm Brandy.
Yes. Oh, I remember listening to that on my weird, like, yellow Sony CD player. Oh, man.
It's a good song.
It's a good song. She looks gorgeous. She got the assignment, and she kind of looks like a bathing beauty. So it's a chirp.
I love it. Chirp. Heidi in Closet, who is not changing her name because of her closet cases, which is what she calls, or the fans call themselves, which is funny. Man, she looks stunning. I think her makeup looks beautiful. I think Nicki Minaj can finally look at her and say, I like this. She's blended. The wig is, I think, an upgrade from the wig in that episode. I love this big-ass bow on her head. I don't think she got the slumber party assignment, but I don't care. I love Heidi in Closet.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see her on All Stars. Chirpity chirp, super chirp.
Yeah,
I agree. I'm definitely chirping. I feel like she just didn't get to the bottom of the email that explained what the look was. I think she knew what she was going to do. And
okay, I'm invited to the reunion. All right, I got this big bow I put on my hair. I can't wait to see RuPaul again.
I mean, the true winner of season 12. Right now, we just need somebody for Evie to metaphorically give a crown to. But Heidi won the season.
Yes.
Yes.
By far.
The heart, the soul, the reason why we could laugh in these very, in a season shrouded by villains and diseases.
She got up to pee. She got up to pee.
She's
the last of the unself-produced queens. Like, Epiphany and getting up to pee. Like,
so
I feel like they found one piece of gold that's just, like, doesn't care or know how it all works. And it's so refreshing.
I love her. She's fully herself. There's no, like airs about her. She's great. I love her.
She's like Luke Skywalker. She's like the last great hope. Like, yeah.
I don't even want to see her on All Stars. I just want to show, like, I don't know if you remember after I Love New York when Tiffany they started New York Goes to Work and every episode was just her.
Yes.
I want that with Heidi and Closet. I just want to follow Heidi to whatever she does.
Kind of. She's like, great.
Do a puzzle. I don't care. I just want to watch Heidi do everything.
Yes.
I want Heidi to have the same trajectory as like an Alyssa Edwards, where Netflix gives her her own show, and I don't know what it's called. It's Heidi do a something. I don't know.
That's well, what name. If what if she's cleaning closets?
Heidi's cleaning closets. Okay, show me your closet. Oh, this is bad. This is real bad.
And she's not like Kondo. She just throws your shit away.
She doesn't know what to do.
She's like, I don't know what to do. I found a big box of popcorn, and I think I'm just going to throw it away. I don't know why you popcorn in your closet.
And then she's like, Heidi, I don't want to throw it away. She's like, fuck you, and fuck you. This is such a chirp. I mean, she's stunning, and she came to prove that she is an evolutionary queen.
Mm-hmm. Jackie Cox, she got the assignment.
She sure did.
I mean, truly, I feel like everyone did a really good job of encapsulating exactly who I think they are on the show.
Yes.
Jackie Cox got the assignment, did well at the assignment. But again, there's just like, I don't know.
I'll say this about Jackie. I feel like people knock Jan for being a straight A student. What is Jackie Cox? A straight A student that we're not knocking because of something. I don't know why.
Yeah, I mean, that's tea. Like, I love Jackie, but I also confront the fact that she is basically a Drag Race dork. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. And it's not a bad thing. She looks good, but yeah.
It's almost like, I guess it's the same placement. She's like an Alexis Michelle that you want to have around.
Wow, that's true. That's true, T.
Better, though. Good, though. Like, better than Alexis Michelle, but...
T.
Like, there's just a little bit of, like, I don't know. I would like to see Jackie kind of, you know, come back a little crazier in All Stars. I don't think Jackie thinks that she's done, like, I don't know, cooking, but I think there's a new level of Jackie that she's going to find from this, and it's going to be a little more wacky.
Yes.
She's going to embrace a little bit more of what makes her different, because I feel like I didn't see a ton of that. I saw a lot of her doing well at the prompts.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she's wearing her mom's nightgown, and that's because she looks like an Arabic auntie. She looks, which is like not terrible, but it's not. I totally understand that it's not gagging the children.
Yeah, I
want to see her loosen up a little bit. I'm going to give this a very soft chirp.
Same, I'm chirping.
I'm going to give a soft chirp too.
Yeah,
I wonder if now that they had that message of support from her mom, I'd love to see her kind of like, I'm sure her mom is kooky. I'd love to see her get like channel a little bit of like kooky mom into what she's doing, and I'll eat it up.
Yeah. Yeah. Soak it up.
Miss Cracker vibes. I should have said Miss Cracker more than Alexis Michelle. I'm sorry, Jackie Cox. Jackie Cox is like the Miss Cracker more than the Alexis Michelle. I mean, just like good, always reliable, always fun runways,
but you just want one extra thing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I feel Cracker got it with Miss Cookie. Who was in Rock of Ages on Broadway, just so you know.
You love Rock of Ages.
You love Rock of Ages.
Jackie didn't get her Miss Cookie moment, but
I agree. Steve, yes.
And also Steve. Alexis Michelle is fine. Look, everybody's going on. They're exposing themselves, their weaknesses, their strengths, and it's brave. And I worked in reality shows a little bit, so I feel for people who get a quote unquote bad edit, because I disagree with the idea of you said it, so that's who you are, because so even with like Britta or Aiden or Alexis, I just think, you know, guys, they're breaking in front of our eyes for us.
Uh-huh.
They're putting themselves... Derek Barry is doing All Stars 5 for us, not because he thinks he's going to win. So whatever he does, however stupid he is, let's just remember that, like, they're doing this for us.
I mean, Fifi O'Hara, somebody tweeted something really nasty at Fifi. This is a while ago. And then they responded with, if you are this mad about something that happened on television, like 7 years, I don't remember how long ago her season was, however long ago it was like, you need to get a fucking life. Like, there's no reason to treat queens meanly. I say things because I'm just talking about a show and things I liked and didn't like, but like in the real world, I love that you're on the show. I love everything you've ever tried to do because you're trying. And there's no need to like be nasty to queens. Like, who are you? Like, it's insane. They're literally in quarantine while shooting a television show.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going crazy in quarantine. If you put cameras in front of me, the whole world would be like, oh, Nicole Byer's sick?
Yeah.
Confirmed. Okay.
Confirmed. She can't catch a damn fish on Animal Crossing.
It's so fucking hard. So Crystal Method had one of the best looks.
I mean, this is chirp of the week.
It's chirp of the week. It is so fucking funny. She held a candle for the whole time.
Yes!
And sometimes it was lit, sometimes it was not. It really made me laugh. Also, are Crystal and Gigi dating? They never
answered. Oh my God. I hate that that was one of the only interesting things to talk about, and they ignored it.
For good reason. You don't want your business out in the streets like that on a Zoom call.
I know, but I felt like the show kept it vague because they want the fans to keep engaging.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But that was frustrating. I wanted to know a little bit more, but of course I'm not surprised. I don't know more. I mean, this is just absolutely amazing and stunning, and it is, what's above a chirp? It's a caca. It's almost
it is a caca.
It's a full caca.
It's a caca. Yeah.
I mean, Mono Note, my first season of Drag Race was 6, and what got me in was Adore Delano saying, I'm 2 years old and from the ocean, and the fact that there was a drag queen named Milk. So, like, I've always loved weird stuff, and Crystal's just, I mean, I'm so close to saying that I'd almost like to see her, like, pull off, like, a Gigi Good style, like, eleganza, but also, like, why?
Right.
Yeah, I don't need it. Like, I was all for her, like, changing up her makeup, seeing a little different look, but then I was like, no, I don't, who cares? I like what you do. Yeah. I do think the note to, like, do a little less on the eyes has been a little help. It's just easier to see.
Yeah.
It's brighter, so, like, I like that she took that note, but it was like, I'm not taking any other note. But this look is so fucking funny. It really, every time she appeared on the screen, I couldn't stop laughing.
I have a good read. I think I have a read that somebody should have done for Crystal. RuPaul. Oh, I'm sorry. Crystal Method.
I like it.
Because of the wrinkles on the face.
Oh, okay.
Because Crystal looks like an old man.
Uh-huh.
And RuPaul is full luchador to avoid that.
Yes.
Right.
Now I get it. I've been on a journey.
you could just if you said like RuPaul, oh, I'm sorry. I thought that dead old man wearing a nightcap was you, Ru. Or like
there
something.
You go. I thought that old fracking crab was you.
Oh, boy. Oh boy!
Just kidding. Icon, love everything they've done.
I love Switzerland. I mean, look, I love how Switzerland we're remaining. I'm not, but some of us are remaining very Switzerland. Okay,
some of us, me, I'm the one who won't say anything.
And of course you won't. Of course you won't. So
I mean,
let's keep chirping.
I feel like if you love something and you're not constantly thinking of ways that the thing you love could be better, then I don't fully think that you truly love the thing.
So okay.
Like, I don't think you can't criticize or say something how you feel about someone you love.
Right.
I mean, that's just part of loving them.
Sure. Yes.
Except for Sugar Cane. She fucking sucks.
Oh, Sugar Cane.
No, I love Sugar.
Gigi.
That's the first one that came to mind.
That was a fun one. Okay, wait, come on, Gigi. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It's what I've come to expect.
Yeah.
Yeah. She doesn't surprise. I guess she doesn't feel like she needs to do that.
I guess she hates surprises.
Yeah, she doesn't like surprises. Her face is really beautiful. The thing I loved the most was the googly eyes behind her. Did you clock those? There's just big googly eyes behind her, and I really loved that. Her TV says Gigi Good in case you forget.
Online she posted a picture where she was basically like comparing her look to Nightmare on Elm Street, where she was like, you know what I mean? She was like running away from the Nightmare on Elm Street house. And I was like, okay. Oh. But then I was like, then go further with that. Like have a gash on you. Or if you're giving that fantasy, like give me give me person, you know, trying to stay awake on Nightmare on Elm Street. I didn't get that from the thing.
She should have borrowed her boyfriend Crystal Method's Freddy Krueger dress.
Mm-hmm. Right? That's what I'm saying. Is that what she's... I mean, I don't know. I wanted more. To me, it was if that's what she was going for, it was as confusing as Kennedy's Death Becomes Her runway.
Honestly, that runway is iconic. I feel very attacked. this is a burpee chirp for me.
Okay.
I'm going to chirp because I chirped everyone else and it feels weird to stop my chirping on Gigi
Good. I also
Good.
Chirped everybody else. So, okay, maybe it's a soft chirp.
Yeah, it's a soft chirp. It's a tweet.
Since I'm already the enemy of this circle, I'm going to burp it just to be mean. Like, look, the stakes have never been lower. I mean, no one's listening. Yeah. She's a stunning, gorgeous person, but for the assignment, I'm going to burp it.
Look, everything she does is great, but for what I find entertaining and like to watch on my television, I can't root for the person who genetically is built for this and genetically... came into this world with a personal wardrobe stylist. So you look at anybody else and like Gigi truly just had to show up
with the suitcases.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But again, I'm not knocking it. Like, you know, I'm naturally hilarious. I'm the opposite of Gigi Good. We all have our things, and where Gigi excels, I fail, and where I excel, Gigi fails.
Yeah.
Couldn't even tell Whoopi Goldberg one off-the-cuff remark. I mean,
right?
Jada Essence Hall.
Miss Jada Essence Hall.
Perfect.
This is a chirp.
It's such a chirp. It is, I would say, a chirp.
a chirp.
It's above a chirp. Her makeup is stunning. I love the little eye mask. I love the pillow. I will say it was hard to read at first, but once I understood everything going on, I was like, oh, you're literally in bed at the sleepover talking late at night as one does. I'm here for it. I love Jada. Jada is my queen.
Yeah. Yeah. She looks great. She got the assignment. It's campy and stunning. Mm-hmm. It's great. It's a chirp. Undeniable.
Yeah, I'm gonna chirp for sure. This is crazy. This is where I start to speak before I think. But part of me almost wishes that Monet Exchange won All-Stars 4 because I feel this is a season with so much bummer around it with quarantine and the what's that hatbox ghost from the Disneyland Haunted Mansion ride that showed up?
Oh, right. You're saying
I forget that contestant.
Right. You're saying the fart that apparated into a human form?
Yes.
Yeah,
I just feel like this would have been the season where if you would have been like every finalist but Crystal but Gigi wins, I would like to see Crystal win for being so outside the box and Jada. I just feel like a double crowning was almost wasted because I'm a Crystal fan, but Jada has done everything. Jada is perfect drag, and Crystal is everything you don't think of as drag, and it's very difficult for me.
Yeah.
So who you want Jada to win this season?
I can't decide. I wish Monet won All Stars 4 so I could hope yes. for a double crowning. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're saying you wish there was a single winner in the past, yes. so now we could have a double winner.
Yeah.
I get that.
I think if we never double crowned and everything that's gone on in 2020, I don't think the world would hate a double crowning of Jada mm-hmm. and Crystal. I think we'd be like, cool. Two queens. That's what we need. Thank you. That and the luchador mask. Rue, you give it too much. Someone's got to wear that in a future RuPaul roast.
Well, let's talk about it. Let's all say who our winner is. Okay. If you have to pick one.
Two, three.
Jada. Crystal. Whoa. Talk to me. Why? Nicole, talk to me.
She's the winner. She was a front runner all season. She never quite dipped into the bottom. She never had a lip sync. So for doing it on report cards, which get brought up a lot, I think Gigi has the best report card. And I think she would really slay as the winner of this season.
Interesting.
My issue with report cards is I don't agree with a lot of the grades on those report cards. Uh-huh. So it's hard for me to be like, well, Gigi has the most wins, when then I can go back and be like, but that should have gone to this person and that seemed
like, sure, but you can't change facts. You know, facts
are
facts.
That's true.
Gigi won the most in this season. She served sickening looks.
Facts are facts. I like that. Nicole, should do something with that.
Yeah, you should. And you should include America in that.
facts are facts, America. A thing no one's ever said.
I'm the first Drag Race podcast.
But wait, okay, I feel gaslit, but I'm living. I'll tell you why.
You feel gaslit? Why?
I didn't know you thought Gigi should win, but
do you think she should win or do you think she will win?
I think she should. I think she will. I think she earned it.
You're okay. In it to watch Gigi Good win.
I want Gigi Good to win. I want her to snatch the crown.
Do you want her to win so that Jada can have her own All Stars to win like Shea Coulee does?
I mean, I just think Gigi is the winner, and I'm excited to see her snatch the crown.
Okay. I want to say, I think, if I put my producer brain on, I think Jada's going to win because I think her story has concluded. I think she's amazing. She's stunning. She's done it. I would love to see more of her, but I think she encapsulates winning this season, whereas I think the producers would love to see Gigi on a future season fighting with older queens. And of course, we want to see Crystal on another season giving us more of her boundless drag perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you take the behind the scenes into consideration, I completely agree that to not give it to Gigi for the exact reasons that Nicole thinks she's earned it, which is true. Mm-hmm. I agree. But to not give it to her gives her a great narrative for an all-star season where she's in it with Thorgy Thor, Alyssa Edwards, Detox, Katya.
And then she's like,
I just can't wait to see the lip syncs because that's truly how I judge.
And apparently there's five. What does that mean? Rue at the end of the show said there will be five lip syncs. And
Vangie?
I was like, what?
Yeah, Vangie will do one. Wait, do you think it's like there'll be three lip syncs?
I wonder if
I don't know.
Okay, here's my opinion, and I could be wrong because I don't know. I wonder if it's all three of them do one up top. They just do one together. Then they each get to do a song alone, and then we see the top two lip syncs of the crown.
Oh, I think that might be it.
That could be it. I could also see a I could see all three of them, so that's one, and then something with all the girls, kind of like they did with Shady Bunch, but like more of a production, and then each of the top three. I just don't want to see a head-to-head in Zoom. I just don't know how that works.
Right.
Where's the excitement if nobody's going to trip over Jackie Cox's heels, you know?
Yeah. Honestly, can I take back my winner?
No, it's too good.
I think Heidi in Closet's going to win. I think she somehow will sneak onto the Zoom and have something really produced and really beautiful, and she will win the whole thing.
I would love for something crazy like that, like in season 7 where like Rue playfully brought in Katya. Why the fuck not? It's her show.
Mm-hmm.
That was great.
Well, I mean, we've done an hour.
We did it, guys. We did it. We talked about it all. We'll talk about All Stars next week.
Because that's
hot
when
takes,
it premieres.
That's when it premieres.
I can't believe we have no break. It feels insane.
I know.
And then there's just going to be a huge long break because
I know.
I don't even know if they were filming it, but I'm like, okay, why didn't we get a secret celebrity drag race in between this and All Stars?
No,
I think they needed to bury Untucked because
right,
what a snooze. I think they were just like,
so
but yeah, they should have waited.
They should have. I would have loved to have had that instead of being inundated by content to have that to watch and enjoy. But mm-hmm. I think they were banking on more. Yeah. Burying Untucked and just having more viewers in quarantine, I guess.
Oh, maybe. Oh, yeah, because quarantine's slowly being lifted and people are just going out like we weren't inside for two months and there was no pandemic.
Churches are open now. You guys want to go?
Yeah, they're an essential business. Isn't that fun? And they don't pay taxes. So
so no rules, just right, churches. Any quick hot takes on All Star? Any quick hot takes just like out the gate? You just want any quick hot takes on All Stars?
Yeah, Blair St. Clair. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Blair St. Clair turned into a hot little slut, and I'm so excited. I hope she lasts a while because I am excited for Miss Cracker, Shay, and Blair are my, and Jujubee.
Yeah.
I feel like there's five I'm really excited for and five cannon fodder to go home before the other five.
Wait, right. Who? Okay. Well, let's just talk about All Stars now, real quick.
Okay, we'll talk real quick. Let's talk real quick. I mean, can we say something, Nicole, or do you want me to cut this out?
What, that I'm a guest judge?
Yes.
Yeah, it's been announced.
Woo!
I'm a guest judge on it. I am very excited about it. It was honestly really fun, and I'm really excited. Like, it's a fun season.
Ugh. I'm gagged, and I don't, and just so you know, I don't like spoilers, so I have not, I don't want anything,
and
Nicole.
I don't give out spoilers.
You don't. You've never have, and you never will.
I think but I did tell you I was a judge, didn't I?
Yeah, you told me.
Oh, okay.
But now that it's announced, we can officially.
Now we can talk about it.
Yeah.
We got Shea Coulee, Mariah Balenciaga, Blair St. Clair, Derek Barry, India Farah, Jujubee, Mayhem Miller, Miss Cracker, Angina, and we have Alexis Mateo.
Bam.
The mother to Vanjie. So who are the five you're excited about, Steve?
Let's see. I am thrilled for Shay, obviously. Shay and Cracker are the two I'm most excited for. Jujubee. I'm excited for Alexis Mateo. And mm-hmm. I'm morbidly excited for Derek Barry. mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, to walk in full for a full two look Britney Spears reveal and then tell the camera I'm here to show everybody I'm more than just Britney.
It's perfect. It's perfect irony.
That's what I'm
comedy.
Here for. Yeah.
Mono, who are you excited for?
The five I'm most excited for are Shay, Cracker, Jujubee, Mariah, and Angina.
Yes, I'm excited for Anja. I'm excited for everybody. I just think that some of the older queens are put in there so that recent queens that fans know better get to stick around. I'm not saying it because I don't think like Angina and India Farah are going to be super exciting to watch. I just feel like producers know what they're doing and they know they can't send home Jujubee or Shea Coulee early. So we've got to add some cannon fodder.
Yeah.
Just for everyone. So. Derek Barry's.
Yeah.
In All Stars 5, I mean, who can complain?
And I hope she's not nice. I don't want Derek very nice. I want her to be...
No, you want Derek to be Derek. You don't want Derek to fully change who Derek is.
Yeah.
I'm honestly excited for India Farah because she is I think she's a Vegas queen. Her costumes are really fun. Like, I look at her Instagram all the time, and her costumes are just so well done and beautiful and... Yeah, she like truly is known on the show as the person Mimi I'm first picked up, which sucks. That's like your legacy.
I mean, she's also known as drag's best weather woman when she was like, I better get a hell no storm. I'm glad she'll redeem herself.
Same. I love Alexis Mateo. Bam! I think she's really funny. I think her impersonation of Alicia Keys is iconic.
Yeah.
Where she just hits on Amber Rose.
Oh, so horny. I mean, that's the textbook when somebody's having a struggle on Snatch Game. It's like Alexis Mateo laid it out for you. Just do one weird thing.
Yeah.
Just take your celebrity and do one weird thing.
People will be like, maybe it wasn't good, but like she tried and she did something.
Mm-hmm. Alicia Keys, but horny. Perfect.
It was so funny to me.
It was great.
Mariah Balenciaga, I think, is so funny and so stunning. I'm so excited for her. Shea Coulee, Juju. I'm just Cracker. I'm excited on Gina. I said them all. I'm excited for all of them.
I am too. I'm really pumped. I think it's going to be fun. I'm excited for this twist. I only kind of understand the twist.
So, okay. The twist is there is a lip sync assassin.
Uh-huh.
So whoever wins the challenge is the one person lip syncing. And then they reveal the lip sync assassin, which is a queen from a prior season who comes. And then there's a lip sync. And then if the winner of the challenge wins the lip sync, whatever lipstick they have is the girl who goes home. If the lipstick assassin wins, all of the girls vote on who goes home. And then whoever has the most votes for them to go home goes home.
Wow. So it's like a Survivor-y.
It's Survivor-y, but it's also to stir the fucking pot because they film the girls dropping off the lipstick as they vote. And then I'll use different queens. Say Thorgy had 4 votes and Shangela had 2 votes. Thorgy went home, but Shangela knows the 2 people who voted for her.
Whoa.
So like going into that next episode, you're like, why the fuck did you vote for me? You too. Why'd you vote for me?
Ooh,
so I think it's
good
to stir the pot a little bit.
Good. I like it. It's time for a change in the format. We milked everything we possibly could out of the last rules, I think.
But I just really love that, like, every couple years we're going to have new All-Star rules. And then an announcement that says, what does it say? The suspension of All-Star rules forever.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes, give us new rules. Give us something else to learn.
I love it.
I love the show. It makes me so happy.
Me too.
Well...
If the first episode of All Stars is a variety show and Mayhem Miller does not do the eye opening, missed opportunity.
Also, what is Derek gonna do if he can't do Britney?
Genie in a bottle. If Derek Barry comes out and does Genie in a bottle,
it would be iconic. It would be incredible. I can't wait to, because I only know. No, I'm just kidding. I know so much. But I can't wait to see it unfold.
I know. And but you're good at staying tight-lipped. You're really good.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that they didn't get promo looks because the photos they used of their entrance looks, like, Derek, that couldn't have been the best photo for some of these people. Derek looks straight up villainous. Like...
Uh-huh.
I think maybe they were going to do promo looks, but then quarantine happened.
Yeah.
Which is such a bummer.
Such a bummer.
I mean, it sucks right now. All of the queens because they can't tour.
It's
heartbreaking. You know, you can support queens. They do a lot of them do digital drag shows. A lot of them have their Venmo links in their bios. So if you can support a queen, support a queen.
Absolutely. There's so many awesome shows. There's like the digital drag show. There's Voss events.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you go to any queen's Instagram, I guarantee you she is sharing how you can support her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Steve, before we say goodbye, is there anything you want to plug?
Yes, Steve.
I have a podcast. It's called Why Do You Know That? With my co-host Nadia Osman. You can find us on iTunes. Why Do You Know That? I'm on Twitter. My name is Steve Slaga. I'm sure it better be in the fucking description of this episode.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
And then you can find me there.
Yes,
or,
I've been on the pod.
You
or
have.
Don't. It's your choice. It's America. Facts are facts, America, which is something, Nicole, you should really
call. Facts are facts, Canada.
Well, Steve, the pod is so fun. I was on it once and I fucking loved doing it. Yeah, so everyone go listen to that. Too.
Yes. Don't worry. Yes. I want it.
This is the content people want, is to hear you guys talk about being on my podcast they've never
that's
heard
it.
Of.
Yes. That's what they want. The, and we, it only we're took serving an hour the children.
To what do you want to plug, Nicole?
I have a book coming out June 2nd. It's called Very Fat, Very Brave, The Fat Girl's Guide to Being Brave and Not a Melancholy Down the Dumps Weeping Fat Girl in a Bikini. It is not a memoir. It is a self-help book / coffee table book with a bunch of pictures. If you're looking for more of my life, you can listen to podcasts. I don't have to write it just yet because podcasts are still a medium. I have other ones. Why Won't You Date Me? Best Friends with Sashir Zameda, 90 Day Bay with Marcy Jarrow, and Newcomers, where Lauren Lapkus and I are watching Star Wars for the very first time. And we just got to Baby Yoda. And honestly, the whole journey was really leading up to Baby Yoda. And I screamed every time he came on the screen in The Mandalorian. Mono, what would you like to premiere?
I would like to premiere, follow me online at Manu Agapian on Instagram and Twitter. Listen to my Patreon podcast with Betsy Sodaro called We Love Trash. It is a joy. We talk about all lovely things trash you need to love, to hate, to want. And also a new Stitcher Premium podcast I'm doing with Betsy Sodaro called Too Horny to Recap.
Yes.
Where we talk all about the Netflix show Too Hot to Handle. And you know it's fun to watch dumb hotties not be able to not touch one another. So listen to those and find me wherever. Thank you so much for listening.
Steve, thank you for doing this.
Thank yes. you for having me.
Steve, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, okay? Because it really, it makes a difference. Okay, can't. Well then very everyone busy. Else.
Steve, please rate and review.
No.
Because please. We want to stick around. We don't want the only RuPaul's Drag Race podcast to go away.
Then okay, I will.
Okay, thank you. Well, thank you, everyone. Till we crown a queen next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Still about to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.